You can tell the difference this weekend between people who are not that into AI and people who are AI nerds, because those of us who are AI nerds are saying, how are you maxing your Fable 5 tokens this week? And those of us who are not are saying, what's your 4th of July plans? For those of you who are trying to max your Fable 5 tokens, let me give you some specific tips that I have found messing with Fable 5 so you can make the most of it. And by the way, if you run across this video and it's not the 4th of July weekend anymore and you don't have those sweet, sweet free tokens, that is okay. You're still going to want to use Fable 5. It's still going to be worth using Fable 5. You just have to use it deliberately. Now, everyone is saying, use Fable 5 for planning, use other tools for coding. That's sort of passé if you're in the AI community. I want to go a step farther. Fable 5 is particularly useful at designing detailed goals and even goal harnesses for complicated coding tasks. Think about it as I can build a custom harness with Fable to help my Codex 5.5 or whatever model I choose get this work done. And Fable 5 can design and build that. Number two, Fable 5 is really, really good at front-end design. Extremely good at front-end design. But the people who are showing you the best stuff are figuring out how to hook in the tools to make that possible. So a great example is Blender, right? Blender gets into animation, it gets into video. You can use Fable 5 to drive Blender, and you see the power of Fable 5 through the differentiated results that Blender produces. So learn how to plug in the front-end tools that enable Fable 5 to show its power. And tip number three, if you're looking to really sort of add value, think about the kinds of opportunities that are on the table if you had human level, say master's degree level intelligence, applied to a problem at hyperspeed that you would not have any other chance to tackle any other way. So look at your marketing, look at your product. I would almost say do an audit. Find, and this is going to take some instinct, right? You almost have to use a mental metal detector here, but find problems that ping for you that basically are very hard. You would have to take someone who's an expert in your business to go after them. Maybe they're cost reduction problems. Maybe they're problems around targeting people and finding out who's available for a particular opportunity and who you can market to. I saw a Fable 5 example there. Maybe there are problems around the product side and how you actually build through a very complicated product capability level that you want to represent digitally, but you haven't been able to. And I'm throwing examples out there because these are all examples I've actually seen in various ways on Fable 5. You want to pick those problems, and then you want to pose them to Fable 5 and give Fable 5 enough differentiated context and a very short prompt to go after them. I actually don't prompt Fable 5 very long at all. And that aligns with what Anthropic is saying. I give Fable 5 a short prompt and some net new context around a complicated problem space. And I basically tell it to go figure it out. And I think as we get farther and farther to the frontier, it is going to look more and more that way because you want to preserve the degree of freedom that this model has to solve hard problems for you. And you don't want to constrain it to a linear solution because then you're not taking advantage of the power of the model. So if you're trying to max your Fable 5 tokens, those are three areas to go into. There's a coding piece. There's obviously sort of creative business imagination there. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. And yes, it is absolutely, in my opinion, worth using Fable 5 for these kinds of activities, even when you have to pay for it. There's just no substitute for it. Enjoy and happy 4th.